With your beautiful voices. I'd like to also say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We extend our warmest welcome to all those who are in our sanctuary and those who are listening over KKMC radio and the internet to our worship service. And we pray that you may experience the love, the power, and the comfort from God's Word today. You can find an outline of today's sermon in the church bulletin. The scripture of the month is found in the bulletin in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Our activities of this week, Wednesday the 8th, the midweek service will be at 7:30 p.m. It will be broadcast, and if you wish to join us for that prayer time in your homes, we'll have an opportunity to join us via a web meeting. Please email us at secretary@bbcmh.org. Thursday the 9th, the men's Bible study is canceled. Friday the 10th, the youth Bible study is also canceled. Sunday mornings, we begin our day with the Lord at 9:45, a Bible study that will be broadcast for those who wish to join us from their homes. And God willing, we'll be able to worship together in person in the near future. Our services for the rest of the day have been canceled. And now let us continue to praise the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Good morning. Thank you, Wayne. Good morning. I was hope you've been blessed by the Lord this week. I know in Sunday school we studied Philippians 4:4, which is rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Wow, what a great verse, right? We are always to rejoice in the Lord. I was thinking about El Presidente. That was his natural, gift. He was always upbeat, and I miss that, right? But he had that gift of rejoicing always in the Lord. So why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 50, Fairest Lord Jesus, and we'll sing the first and the last verse.
Oh,
Amen. Why don't we turn to our second song, number 124, Lead Me to Calvary. And by the way, happy Palm Sunday to everyone as well. Happy Palm Sunday.
Again, everybody, though we are few present here in person, we are many present in the presence of God over the airwaves, and just this presence of God himself is Elisha told one of his servants, there is more that is with us than them that are with the enemy. So what a blessing it is. We are many, regardless of how many we are. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion, for the joy of the Lord and the wisdom of God and of Christ that is upon us and over us. I pray, O Lord, for your divine spirit to strengthen and encourage our hearts and minds. Though there may be many that are frustrated or fearful, yet you, O Lord, are the one who calms fears, who gives strength and hope. As it says in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And so, Father, we know that you are with us and that you will bless us abundantly to help us through this plague and this endeavor, as you have done for your people from the beginning of time. You, O Lord, will encourage our hearts and minds. And I pray that as we come through the plague that is among us, you will make us stronger, that you will make us more effective for the work of ministry in the midst of a failing world. But you, O Lord, is our hope and our joy. You are our peace. And I pray, Lord, for your hand of blessing and your transforming and reforming power upon the people of Bethel and the people of our neighborhoods and families, that we would, as your children, would have a deep longing and thirsting for your word, to pursue after and seek after your presence, that we would serve you joyfully and with uprightness of heart, and that those around us, whether they're neighbors or family or co-workers or friends, whatever they are, that they would see and that they would hear of the transforming power of the love of Jesus Christ, that they would experience that love through us who are your people. And I pray, Lord, for this country that is in such turmoil in so many ways, that you would bless the people of this country with calmness and with peace, to know that there is no need to panic or to worry, but everything is in your hands and under your control. You are God, and nothing escapes your attention, and you are compassionate, redeeming or pouring out your mercy upon your people. And with that, Lord, we pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit with those that are afflicted with disease, whether it's those that are actually infected with the COVID-19 virus or those who are fearful of being infected, that you would bless them with your comfort and peace. Encourage them to know that you are ever present with them. And we pray for our sister Lily, and she has low blood platelets, that you would restore those platelets, give her strength to her body, and encourage her in you. We pray for Philomena Laurel, for her health, Lord, is that you would give the family wisdom and the doctor's guidance as to how to help her through the challenges that she faces. We pray for your protective hand upon her to keep this virus far from her. And we lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice as well, who have several health issues, that you would bless them with your comforting spirit, protect them from this virus. And our friend Monty Llewellyn as well, that you would protect him from the virus and give him your peace and your comfort, and to strengthen him to seek after you and to rejoice in you and your divine presence and glory. And we pray that you be with Patricia Llewellyn and Bob's brother Ron, dealing with cancer, and there are so many others dealing with cancer, Lord, that you would bless them and encourage their hearts in you. And we stand in thankfulness, Lord, for those who are bringing new life into this world, for Jacqueline Palmer, expecting to bring a child in May, and Esther Pelias bringing one in September. Bless them with your sustaining power and your comforting spirit, and encourage them and help them to raise these children in the fear and the admonition and the nurture of the Lord. We pray for your hand of blessing, for wisdom and guidance for Bethel as we seek to do some structural modifications here as you see fit. Open the door, Lord, and help us to see what we need to do. And we pray that we would be proactive in reaching out into the community with your word, engaging the residents of Morgan Hill with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you, O Lord, would redeem more people unto yourself, that you would build your kingdom, and you would allow us the privilege of playing some role, some part in that work. Father, we thank you for the missionaries that we have throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Vandano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries on language and the work of missions throughout the United States. We pray for this offering to be used to bring honor and glory to your name, that you would use it to grow and expand your kingdom. And we pray for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over the KKMC radio, over the internet, or later on over the CD. Bless them with your divine guidance and grace, that the power of the joy of the Lord would overpower them and strengthen them to serve you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. Today we're going to be studying in God's Word, and we're going to be studying in Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And if we'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethany, and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it you will find a colt tied, on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it here. So they went their way, found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, what are you doing loosening the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus went into Jerusalem, into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. May God bless the reading of his word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, once again we enter into your throne room by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we have come to worship you in spirit and truth today. And Father, I pray a special blessing for all those who are listening over the radio, the internet, and those who are in their sanctuary, Lord. May you pour out your spirit upon all of us, Lord, so that you might make your words known to us, so that we might be more obedient unto you. And Father, your word tells us in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Lord, you are our refuge and our strength in time of trouble. You are present with us, and we thank you, Lord, for being with us. Father, we see many times in your scripture where your people has rebelled against you, and you have sent plagues upon their land to get their attention back on you. And Father, we don't know why this virus has come our way today, but you know all things. Lord, we repent before you as a people and as a nation, all the nations around the world. Father, we pray that you might forgive us where we have failed you. Especially we see all the abortions that are going on, not only here, but around the world, and all the homosexuality and all the other sins, Lord, they have forgotten you, our God. Father, may this bring us more attention to you, knowing that it is you, Lord, is the forgiver of all sins, the healer of all diseases, Lord. So we come to you, Lord, asking that you might stop this virus that is going around, killing a lot of people today around the world. Heavenly Father, we pray today as we continue to look in your word. We pray that you might be with our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, Lord, as he brings forth the gospel. Lord, may many hear and be saved today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.